Hello, beautiful creators. This is Kadisha King. Our topic and prompt for week 6 of our practice was to study and implement the knowledge of Patanjali's 5th Yoga Sutra. We were tasked with the important responsibility of observing our thoughts as they occurred throughout our week in order to identify whether they were coming from a selfish or selfless place and would therefore create peace or misery in us and in the world. But, more specifically, our task was to become selfish in the act of preserving our peace so that we could then do the same for those around us. I hope that you have performed this week's assignment for even just one day so far, because this practice is one that I am going to encourage you to continue with as you move forward. This is simply because I know that this act of self-awareness and conscious choice will serve you greatly for years to come. I used to be able to think negative thoughts without any problems. At least I thought that I was able to do so, since I did not actively observe the impact that these thoughts had as a child, teenager, or in the early part of my transition into adulthood. Now, however, and for the last 9 years or so, to be a bit more approximate in my estimate, I don't even attempt to go too far down any negative train of thought without treading very carefully, because if I do, it brings me a tremendous amount of pain. And I'm not just referring to emotional pain either. I am talking about tangible, physical pain that I can feel very clearly and uncomfortably in my body. Because of this fact, these days, even more so than ever before, when I first started having this realization, I am not allowed to be unhappy, stressed out, or stewing in negative emotions for longer than a few seconds if I can help it. And if I somehow get so upset about an issue that I have to remain on it for more than a few seconds, I have learned to reframe my thoughts so that I can either look at them neutrally or laugh through any pain that they may bring, since I am super serious about practicing nonviolence toward myself. Before I got to this point where I could consciously choose to do this, however, the concept of positive thinking was the seed ideology that started it all. I adopted this ideology after graduation from college because I felt that it would make me a happier person. And this turned out to be a great start. It was not until I realized that silver lining everything and spraying perfume on absolute doo-doo was not all that I needed to do, however, that my true practice began. It was not until I began to truly be radically selfish in preserving my peace that I actually started the real work of preserving and creating greater happiness in my life, regardless of outside circumstances. Now, after years of working through this idea within me, it is an absolute necessity in my life to be mindful of the nature of my thoughts, because although I cannot stop myself from shaking my head at some of the absurdities that I observe in this world, nor is it possible to ignore or fail to recognize when something is truly sad or despicable, even the slightest over-identification with negative emotions about these observations, outside of simple acknowledgement in a neutral way, causes me physical misery and/or exhaustion. Like I mentioned, I started practicing positive thinking after graduating from college, but the first time that I started realizing what exerting too much negative energy to negative situations did to my body was after my first breakup. I had to remove myself from a miserable sham of a relationship because, like with so many of the other types of relationships in my life throughout the years, I realized that I could only thrive under conditions where love was truly present. After realizing that I had to remove this very toxic person from my experience in order to love and care for myself and others at a greater capacity, I called off my engagement and walked away. But even after leaving, the breakup still lasted for 2 seasons. Every time that this individual would call me to try to convince me to go against what I knew was right for me and go back to our relationship filled with spiritual, psychological, emotional, and financial abuse, I became so incredibly angry at remembering what I had experienced that I would waste a significant amount of emotional energy feeling upset to the point of complete physical depletion. Because I could not afford to do this indefinitely, however, and since I had to start my life over and pick up the pieces that felt shattered and trampled on, I chose to, instead of reacting to that person and situation and letting it steal any more energy than it deserved, begin filling my life and myself up with positive energy through my focus on my own new start and on things that brought me joy and confidence in order to minimize the impact that the situation was having on my well-being. Throughout that period, in the same way that I had done a similar thing with journaling and schoolwork while growing up under stressful situations, I channeled my anger and sadness into song and productive work. After that, over time, my channeling of negative emotions evolved into further creative expression into more song, of course, dance, crafting, hiking, traveling, and so forth. Until most recently, after experiencing the unwanted trauma responses, sadness, and disgust that came from the heartless murder of George Floyd, I learned to channel these feelings into humor as well, which gave me life-enhancing energy as opposed to taking my life force energy away. Over the years, I performed this process out of simple necessity to survive in a harsh and unkind world, but as time went on, the practice evolved into recognizing my sensitivity to stress and negative emotions, and to performing the purpose of expressing kindness to myself as well. Do not get me wrong. This does not mean that I suppress my emotions. I am not ashamed to cry at a beautiful moment, in public, or even at a TV commercial for that matter. And I am what I often consider to be too much of a fiery spirit to do any suppressing whatsoever. But I am extra careful nowadays to only go as far as to identify, acknowledge, and analyze my emotions in my body. I no longer over-identify with most emotions, and I especially do not allow myself to stew in any negative feelings that come from the negativity of others or the world around me, because if I do so, my jaw, neck, head, shoulders, and back will feel it, and I love myself way too much to create that much harm to myself. I, therefore, have to maintain my equanimity as an act of self-love in order to avoid inflicting violence and pain on myself and others, which I used to do through the only somewhat effective means of withdrawal from negative situations when I was younger. Now, I still withdraw from BS, but I am also able to accomplish nonviolence through the more effective method of channeling negativity into something creative or life-giving, because sitting in negativity, I have found, is akin to making myself sick. The knowledge and strategy to implement this understanding did not come fully overnight, as one would imagine, however. It took years of observation to truly realize what stress and negativity did to my digestion, muscles, skin, and overall well-being. And I will always have the summer of 2020 to thank for the final outright recognition of this truth. One early afternoon, I sat at my computer and watched a hateful speech given by a group of racist old men being streamed on PBS's Facebook page. And my neck seized up in immense pain right there on the spot. It took weeks to stretch out the discomfort and to release it. But upon the recognition of the impact of this form of psychological terrorism on my body, I could no longer ignore what I already knew and had expressed before. Without a shadow of a doubt, in the moment that I sat on my bed after listening to that broadcast with my pumpable neck brace prayerfully releasing tension from my vertebrae, it became more clear to me than ever before that I needed to give myself the medicine of good feelings in my body and to peacefully decline taking on the impact of hate and negativity into my being. I decided in that moment that since I did not create this negativity and now knew that I had the choice to leave it with those who it originated from, I would no longer carry the impact of other people's hatred in my beautiful body, which houses my sacred spark of divinity. My self-love and self-care do not involve facials and pampering with bought objects, although I do indulge in these activities from time to time. My self-love involves diligent mind mastery, service, and creative expression. I have always found a way to do this a little at a time throughout the years through writing, studying, singing, dancing, and so forth. But now, with greater awareness, my self-care has expanded significantly down to my every thought. I now consistently use my emotions and physical responses as my gauge for how far I can take an idea as I move forward with my day, and find it amazing how we can learn something when we're younger and not know and understand it until we experience it fully and with enough awareness later on in life. It is common knowledge that stress and negativity have definite impacts on our physiology, psyches, and overall health and well-being. But until we really look at what this means for us in our own personal experience, sometimes we don't fully get it. Today, I invite you to return to awareness in your body and mind, and to revisit your pledge to remain nonviolent as you agreed to do in the first step of your eightfold path. I encourage you, however, to not simply obsess about not inflicting violence on others in the world, but to instead start with what you know best, yourself. Truly look at those thoughts of yours and make the commitment to not only refuse to take on the harmful ones that are aimed at you with the intention to inflict damage in the world, as with racist or harmful words and ideologies, for example, but also look at the ones that you somehow have adapted or generated on your own. Choose to transmutate their energy with a loving thought instead, and love yourself enough to let go of everything that does not truly serve you, and by extension, anyone else in this world.